What is up, everyone? Thanks for joining us for episode 110 of the Gamecast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everybody.
And we are back for the first cast of the year because life be life. And if you didn't see the last podcast, that pretty much explains why this is the first podcast of the year, because life be life. And to add to that, my camera is doing funny things. We just started. It's like 5 seconds into the
right
whatever.
It didn't want to mess up whole time when we were pre-showing,
right? Like, this is the practice and we're ready, and oh, just everything falls apart. Thanks for that. I appreciate you so much. I need to get a new camera, but that's neither here or there. Today we want to talk about a bunch of different things, and one of the main things, because we're just jumping right in, is Amazon Prime. The reason why I want to jump right in is because I feel a way on so many levels. And to be fair, I understand how these things work. Netflix raised their price. Disney Plus raised their price. It's because they're in the red. Everyone is in the red. They don't know how to do this, you know, streamer thing. And Netflix was the only one that really figured it out. And even they were in the red for the longest time. They were only in the black, I think, during the pandemic. And then they got hit with a ton of people unsubscribing. They stopped allowing you to share passwords. You know, they had to fix things, and now they're back up. They're doing pretty well in terms of just recently. So everyone is doing it. Hulu is cracking down on password sharing. That was announced recently. And I'm pretty sure Disney Plus is going to be right behind it. They're adding ad tiers now, which was, it's annoying, right? Because the whole point of the streaming, outside of convenience of streaming whenever you want it, was the fact that you had no ads. There was no commercials.
Yeah.
And the digital commercials are notoriously worse than TV commercials.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They just are. Especially when they glitch and you get the same commercial back to back. And it's supposed to be like, you have two commercials left and then your show comes back and it doesn't. So you have to let me know if you've done, especially on Crunchyroll. Let me know if this has happened to you before. You refresh because everything stopped. And now you have to rewatch those commercials.
Yeah, you have to rewatch.
Oh my gosh. And so they're adding ad tiers. And so Amazon Prime, they announced it last year and they added it January 31st, I believe. And what's interesting about this ad was that it's not the way that Netflix did things. Netflix was like, hey, however you got it set up right now, that's going to cost more. We're going to insert this extra, you know, tier here for people who can't afford the other tiers, and we're gonna make you pay more, right? Amazon was like, nah, you can keep what you got. We're not gonna make you pay more. However, you have ads now, and we're gonna add a tier above that that says, you know, you have to pay like what, $2.99 or something more a month if you want to have no ads anymore. Which sucks. Which really sucks. And I understand it from a business standpoint, even though I'm not nowhere near, you know, business savvy enough to kind of, you know, but at the very least, I understand that they're not making money. They're losing money. Amazon, not so much, because Amazon is, there's just, they make money in so many different areas that it doesn't really matter. But in terms of streaming, the amount of money that they pump out to produce these films, these TV shows, or whatever the case, or buy licenses for these films and TV shows, costs a lot of money. To keep them hosted in place costs a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. So if they aren't getting enough subscribers, if they're losing subscribers, if whatever the case may be, you have to pay more. And I understand from a consumer standpoint as well, because we're like, we're not getting anything more for the extra, you know, costs. We're not getting newer shows that we, at least you can't see a tangible change here. You know, the service itself isn't getting better. We're not getting a new perk. None of that stuff. It's the same thing. We just have to pay more. And a lot of people were like, they're going to be canceling. For me personally, I'm keeping Amazon Prime right now because we homeschool, and the shipping aspect of it, where we have to order, like, you know, materials or, you know, tools, stuff that they need. We can get them the next day. And because sometimes I can't run out, you know, if my wife has the car, I have to kind of wait, and, you know, we have to do all this stuff. And whereas with Amazon, I can order it and like the next day I get a balance beam, or I get like a telescope or something that they need for class. Right. And so I'm like, I really want to keep it. And then the Prime Video stuff was extra. So I'm a little okay there. But at the same time, I don't want to pay what people were typically paying for cable.
I still need to side note on the fact that you said that you might get a balance beam. I pay attention to details, and I'm just imagining a whole balance beam in your backyard. Okay, Simone. What are we about to ask Olympians?
No, not the what do you call the thing that you have to, like when the kids are trying to learn mass, and so they're putting like something in this one cup on the side, and it goes up and down.
The scales?
Yeah, the scales. Is that still called balance or not? It's a balance. That's what it is. Not balance beam. Balance. Just a balance. Okay. My fault. But because if I wanted to find a balance beam, it's probably on Amazon.
It's on Amazon. Oh, definitely. It's on Amazon.
But yeah, like I so stuff like that, like it's convenient and useful, and I get my money's worth. But on the flip side, the pricing increases are gonna keep this is gonna keep happening. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
I'm just mad because it's like, I feel like we have to pay more money for them to give us shows like Rings of Power. And I don't think that I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that show was expensive.
Expensive crap. It's like if somebody picked up the worst, like liquidy-ish, ice cream-ish dog poop, and sprayed it with actual 24-carat like edible gold, and then like tried to tell somebody, "Yo," and then I'm like, "You do know that that is, excuse my French, shit with gold on it."
Like, no, tell them how you really feel though. Like, don't hold back.
Covered shiza.
Don't hold back.
So the fact that I am supposed to pay extra for bad shows, Wheel of Time. I just don't think that
I was waiting for it.
And I don't think that's fair, Amazon. And then at the same time, I'd be trying to order air filter, and y'all send me the wrong one. Like, what are you doing? Get it together, Amazon. Just get it together.
So now they charge you more for your shows. They're sending you the wrong air filters. That's not. See, Amazon, you're messing up, dog. You're messing up.
Literally.
And it's also hard to cape for, and not cape. I just, you know, because people, if you say anything positive about a company that's worth billions of dollars, they say you're caping for them. I don't care. Outside of the work, the people who work there, I don't care. What I'm saying is, though, I do understand that it costs a lot to run this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, whether you watch a particular show or not, it costs money to compete, to get people, get people's eyeballs, especially if you don't have, especially with Amazon's case, because they don't have a legacy item attached. Like Disney has all the Disney shows, all the Disney cartoons, which my kids love. That's an easy sell for me. You know, Netflix has, at the very least, has the stuff that they did for Marvel. You know, you have HBO Max now had all the Warner Brothers stuff, you know, and certain television shows like The Fresh Prince and all that. So they have legacy things that most people will watch over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
Whereas Amazon, like, they don't even have Scrubs anymore. Like Scrubs, the show is not on Amazon anymore. Like you have to pay if you want to watch that, and which is a drag. Thankfully, I have the box sets, but whatever.
True.
But yeah, like you have to pay. So like, in order to entice people to kind of get in there, that's where like they license out the films and all this other stuff, and so they have to build up their own original content to compete with the Stranger Things and, you know, Insecure and stuff like that, and it costs money.
Yeah.
They got it, but it costs money. So you have to have, that money has to come back in somewhere. And subscriptions is where it's at. If you have enough people subscribing, you would think you don't need to raise the price, but I can't tell you the metric of how many people it takes to make a wheel of whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how much money that is. Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know.
God shows run together now.
Right?
The wheel.
You know what I mean? So, like, I get it. It's just, as a consumer standpoint, none of that matters, because if we can't afford it, we can't afford it. And we can't share. And you don't have, I don't think Amazon has a family. I know they have a student discount. I don't think they have a family one. So, yeah, you're kind of just like, burr, burr, burr. I don't really, can't do anything. Oh, well, like this, you know? And it kind of sucks, though, because I enjoy the shows that I do get around to watching. I enjoy, you know, and it's getting to the point where, like, I treat Max and I treat a couple other subscription-based services. Mm-hmm. I will subscribe for a month, watch whatever, and then cancel right away, and then whatever. The difference with Amazon, it costs more, I think significantly more doing that that way. And you don't get the luxury of some of the stuff. Like, I don't want to subscribe and then order things and then unsubscribe. It's a whole ordeal with Amazon, you know? So that's unfortunate. But I get it.
Poor people discount. But
the poor people.
Poor people discount. They do.
Well, that, you know what's crazy? That would just be a discount, because no one has as much money as Jeff Bezos. Like,
that's true.
Ain't nobody got billions of. We don't, millions even. Forget billions, millions of dollars. Like,
thousands.
That thousands, right? Thousands. Like, it's wild how the idea of cutting cable back in the day was such a stringent, like, I can't believe we're cutting cable. Like, especially if you had cable off and on throughout your whatever.
Yeah.
And you leave your parents' house, it's like, I'm gonna get cable too. And you see that bill and you're like, I'm not getting cable anymore. And so you're like, oh, Netflix is a thing. I could order discs in the mail, and you know, and I'll have this, and then, oh, streaming, I could do this thing, and blah blah. You had what, Showtime and a couple others, and it was like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then, or Stars. And then it's like everyone jumped in and it became what it is now. And it's a mess. It's a big mess. Hopefully someone figures it out to where everybody wins, not just us, but Netflix, because they have to, or it's Amazon, they have to continue to pump stuff out, as well as the people who are getting paid to do these things. You know, that's what the whole strike stuff was about. So hopefully someone can find a win-win-win-win situation. But it looks kind of dire. You know, people are getting laid off left and right. It's kind of rough. It's kind of rough out there. So I get it, and I get it, and I get it. The next thing we wanted to talk about was the Squid Games 2 teaser. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know why the protagonist has red hair all of a sudden. I don't know what that's about.
Look, that's about... So I remember when I... So after Squid Game... I had read basically, like, somebody who decided to go and do their research, and they wrote an article about all of the things that Squid Game was actually representing, which is what made the show a lot better in my eyes.
Right.
You know, there are things that, you know, we watched, we discussed, we're like, hey, because this stuff doesn't translate for us if we don't understand it. If we don't understand cultural references, we don't get it.
Yeah.
And so the red hair was supposed to be like a rebirth of, and he's basically a vigilante at this point, you know, his whole existence is to dismantle the Squid Game and the red hair. It signified something. I forgot what they said in that article, but there's a specific significance to it, but it's also like, he's on fire. He's not going to stop until he gets what he wants done. But because when I first watched it, it didn't really translate. It was just like, okay, he looked like an anime character right now. Like, what's going
right
on? Because especially the type of red it was, like,
it was bright.
That is cherry wine.
Yeah, he has the sexy red going. That's what he has right now.
So it, yeah,
and because me, I was like, does he think that's a good disguise? Is that a disguise? Like, is he, you know, because he's going after them.
Yeah.
Now
out of disguise, he wants them to know who he is. He wants to be visible. Which is weird, because, like, it would be a lot easier to take them down if you were hiding. But I think that's his whole thing, is that he doesn't want to hide. He doesn't want them to go down one by one. Like,
right.
Like, he wants them to know it's him. type thing. I guess.
It's interesting. It's interesting. And I guess it's now I'm looking at the picture. It's a little bit more pinkish than red, but it's definitely a bright color. It's a fierce choice. He's definitely trying to make a statement, and I wonder how he did that in transit, getting off the plane. But that's neither here nor there.
Remember, he saw the picture. He saw the picture, and he was like, "I want that." And I'm like, "Did you do it in the bathroom?
Right? Like
in an airport salon?"
Yeah, like because it's cut real nice. Like you know what I mean? You didn't do it yourself. This was not a do it yourself kit that you bought. This isn't just for me. You know,
just for me.
You did something a little different. You know what I mean? I think I don't know. I'm interested. I'm one of the people who didn't think we needed a sequel.
Me too. I'm with you.
Yeah, but I'm curious. I'm definitely gonna watch it. I'm sold off the fact that it's the fact that it's a sequel.
I'm watching it for Storm Shadow. I'm watching it for. That's my man. So I'm watching it for him.
I feel you.
But that's it, because this is one of those things where I was like, oh, okay, it's over. He's about to go balls to the wall and kill some people. And I was cool with that, because it was like, yay, he can get his revenge, because he's nothing left to lose except $100 zillion, which does not matter to him anymore because his mom is dead.
Yeah, but he also had to think about his daughter. Like, he finally, and this is spoilers. If you haven't seen Squid Games, you had some time, fam. They got a whole game show like about the thing, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, he has a daughter. Like, he was trying to, build a relationship with his daughter, and he's going to go off and do something mad dangerous now. And after surviving the ordeal to have the money to be with his daughter correctly, what?
That's so right.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. That was one of the reasons why I was like, this is bad, because you were supposed to be going, because they moved to America. You're supposed to be going to visit them.
Yeah.
And now you're literally getting off the plane so you can go do what is no longer a side quest. This is a main quest. You are going to destroy a bunch of people. There was a rich white fat man who had lots of money.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, he's definitely dead, but there's others like him, and I'm like, but
collectively they have way more money than you do. They've been doing this for some time. I mean, the fact that they gave you that money and you guys didn't put anything up, you know what I mean? Like, this wasn't like the lottery. Like,
no.
They just put that in to give you, and then went about their business doing another thing or whatever. So it's like, that's a ton of money. They probably have a lot more money.
A lot.
What are you gonna do? Like, is he gonna enter a new game? Like, what are you?
That's my. I'm like, okay, so what we're doing right now, what we are actually doing, what we are actually doing, is Katniss Everdeen and the Quarter Quell. Like, that's what we're doing. We're going into the arena, and we are doing the Hunger Games at this point, because. Take your money and I understand the idea of being like, hey, this was bad, and I don't want anybody to ever have to suffer through the way that I'm suffering. But the difference between like Hunger Games and this and these Squid Games is that at the end of the day, the Squid Games were always a choice for the people who went in. They all made the choice to do it because they needed money. But I understand. I'm not going to sit there and say I don't understand the character and his motivations, because I actually do, especially after reading that article. I really, really understand what his brain is doing, because the truth of the matter is he's actually having a traumatic response, and he's fueled by fire, which is, you know, again, pink hair.
Right.
I get it. I really, really do. But I don't think that it's like a good choice. I don't think that he's doing... No. The right thing. He should have stayed on that plane. He should have gone to see his daughter, because that is literally why you went through all of this. But I understand the plight here, because you're like, a lot of good people died. Two good people died in the Squid Games. Everybody else was trash, but two good people died, and you also know what is bringing people into the games. Because the craziest thing is they all, you remember, they got the opportunity to go home and they all right. came back because they all needed the money.
Yeah.
And he wants to destroy the capitalistic society that they live in. He wants to make, he's being really, really idealistic. I don't know how he's going to be able to like do this on his own. I feel like it's one of those Fight Club things. Like you're going to have to mass a huge yeah. amount of people to go up against this machine. Yep. And I get it. Like, I'm not saying that I don't understand the fact that he wants to dismantle not just the games, but he wants to dismantle the societal, what do you call it? What do you mean? Like, you know, the social
hierarchy,
the hierarchy that are putting people so low so that they are desperate enough to risk their lives to win some money. Not even desperate enough to just risk their own lives. They're desperate enough to murder other people
right.
so that they can get this money. And then I get it. He wants all of that gone.
And, but see, that's difficult yeah. considering that he doesn't. And granted, we haven't seen the second season, so this yeah. might be like a brilliant turn or whatever. Yeah. But just going off of what happened in the first season, the systemic issues won't necessarily be, even if he brings down the Squid Game, it won't necessarily change the systemic issues that is happening in that country yeah. because they're, even though they're profiting off of it, they are not necessarily the cause of it. Like that's something that yeah. they kind of showcase in the sense that they didn't have anything to do with him being poor or, you know, the immigrant situation or whatever the case, they didn't have anything to do with it. They're profiting off of it because they know that you guys are low and yeah. you have no money, you're in debt and all this other stuff. And so that's kind of problematic in and of itself because you can't change what like you have to change the root cause.
Yeah.
That would, you know, push people to do such a thing and have these people prey on them.
Yeah.
And even though that they're, you know, the way they kind of have it set up as like a world power, we haven't seen the correlation between those two, the entities yet, in the sense of like, this is what's causing these issues here and you guys are profiting. Are you the same people? We don't know. And then on top of that, do you have a plan? You're by yourself. Like, and are you going to find, like, are you going to,
you're by yourself, right? Dude, what are you doing?
Like, it'd be different if, and this might be something he does where he goes and searches out the other people. Squid Game survivors,
he might do that.
The winners, you know,
kind of like, you know, that happened in Hunger Games the same way where it was right. like, okay. I mean, mind you, what's interesting about the winners of Hunger Games is that they are paraded. People know who they are. They are gifted and they're given right. these wonderful things. But they're given that so that they remain quiet.
Yep.
You know, it's like they do their show and tell for the Capitol. And then they get to live in their big house that they always win, you know, and then they get left alone. In this situation, I'm wondering if it's going to be more of like a Edmond Dantes, you know, Count of Monte Cristo type thing where, I mean, which again, wouldn't make a lot of sense because he is walking around with red hair. So I don't think he would be trying to be secretive because Edmond Dantes literally cosplayed
right.
as like 12 different people
exactly
and tricked every person who ruined his life. And I feel like that was even a bigger thing. It was a quite big thing because here we have, you know, the systemic issues, capitalism and blah blah blah, right?
Yeah.
Edmund, he went after particular persons who benefited off of his imprisonment.
Right. You know,
benefited off of his destruction. And he was able to, because he had 25 years to do it, he was able to yep. construct a whole bunch of stuff and he got a whole bunch of money by finding a buried treasure somewhere. And
yeah, he had a whole plan.
He had a long time to make. This guy literally has 5 minutes in a prayer. He just right. went on a plane and then just it's like he's coming up with it as he goes along. That does not seem like the 25-year brilliant plan that Edmund had, except for the end when he doesn't marry Mercedes. I'll never get it.
That's a whole nother show. I get it and don't at the same time. But yeah, he like this character, he doesn't what's wild about this, without even having a plan, is that they know that he's doing stuff. They called him and was like, hey, we see you out here. Like, we see the hair, dog. We know what it, we know what's up.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
But you have to get to us. Like, that's essentially what they're saying. Like, you made a mistake getting off of the plane, which means that they were looking after you or like keeping an eye on you prior to you doing whatever you did. After they gave you the money, they were still looking at you. After you paid off all your debt, they were still like, what is he doing over there? They have surveillance. And you flew to a whole nother place and they still know. What do you think you're going to do? Like, I'm really curious on like what his moves are. And the thing is, he has been, even though he's was smart enough and kind of like worked his way through the games, he is also kind of a screw up.
Like, yeah, always has been.
Majorly, you know, so I don't necessarily see him becoming this mastermind of, I see him rallying people because he's very good at that, but I don't see him being the mastermind behind whatever happens. And so, yeah, this would be interesting. I want to know also how they're going to do Squid Games. Are they going to have more games? And if they are, how are they going to target? Is it going to be told on two separate fronts? Is it going to be this particular person trying to galvanize different people in order to take them down? Is he going to be within the games themselves? Because the Squid Games, the games sold the show. Like, the meaning, the story, the plot, the characters definitely, you know, was what people would be critical of and would enjoy. But the idea of, or what made it huge, were the games themselves.
Yeah.
Like, Red Light, Green Light will never be the same.
Never.
Period.
Ever.
You know what I mean? So, I like, the games are going to be a part of it. You know, so like, I'm curious. I am super curious about this show and I hope it does well in terms of being good. Like, I really do.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, the first one was did really, really well. So I hope this is the statement. And also, I don't like to not be entertained. So I do not benefit if this is not positive.
Exactly.
Unless it's just content, because I will say this, there are so many people right now, maybe not so many, a few people who literally are benefiting from the fact that the Rings of Power was so bad, because they literally have made so much money just talking about it, creating video. I mean, like, some bad stuff is really good for regular ass people like you and me.
Yeah, something to talk about. And don't get it twisted. There's a lot to talk about in terms of our shows and what we like and dislike and what's happening in the streaming verse, if you will. Because don't even let me get in. You know, I saw the quote from Issa Rae about how they're canceling our shows first.
Oh, yeah.
Before others and whatnot. It's a whole nother. We're going to get into that at another time. I really would like for her to be on the show. We're going to have to work that out. I'm going to have to.
We gotta call some people.
Yeah, call some people. But anyways, the next thing we wanted to talk about was Netflix and how they are, you know, in the live action remake of Avatar, they are removing some elements from certain characters and it's rubbing people the wrong way. I'm looking at a article on IGN. Shout out to Kat Bailey. And she wrote about how the live action Avatar The Last Airbender, they're changing some people. Sokka, for instance, will no longer have his sexist traits that he did early on in the show. Looking at a quote here from the actress that plays Katara, she says that I say just the actress because I can't say her name and I don't want to screw it up. But she says that I feel like, you know, we also took out the element of how sexist Sokka was. I feel like there was a lot of moments in the original show that were iffy. And in that sense, she's totally correct. There were a bunch of moments that were iffy, especially with, you know, his idea about what is men's work, what is women's work, his attitude towards the opposite sex when it came to like him wanting to even court someone or like if they could be a warrior or not. Like, there's a bunch of stuff that he had issue with. The thing is, though, I think there's this weird correlation between a show presenting a negative trait and people thinking that the show is promoting said trait.
Right.
Because if you watched Avatar The Last Airbender, you know this, like, Sokka's growth is an amazing part of the show. Like, in terms of his character, where he goes from immature, cowardly, you know, not able to defend himself very well, sexist, to a solid, you know, potential leader, martial artist who, you know, was respectful of the people around him. Like, it's there's so many things. And then, you know, culturally and whatnot, his growth after seeing all these different peoples, the different lands that he goes to, it makes for a good story. You know, and they said that they're going to be keeping his, you know, the issues when it comes to his parents, like not having parents. He grew up with his grandmother, and the idea of that struggle of not having a father and then trying to be a leader at a later point in his life. So that's cool. They're going to lean into that aspect, but some of the other portions, not so much. And they don't really say a whole lot more in terms of that. They do talk about Katara, though. Well, they were saying like certain roles that they think Katara did in the cartoon that we didn't necessarily also do here. I mean, I don't want to really get into a lot of that, but some gender issues that didn't quite translate from the, you know, from the cartoon. So I'm guessing it's the idea of her being a waterbender and not being respected on that, you know, with the other water tribes. Like, they don't, the women were healers. They weren't combatants. And, you know, she kind of went up against the elders and whatnot. And there's a whole thing. I don't want to spoil what's about to come, but it sounds like they're taking some of that stuff out too. And it's like, make your own thing, first of all. This is a live action whatever of the Avatar. Make it your own. I'm 100% on board with that, because what's the point of making it live action if you're just going to copy every single shot from the anime? But at the same time, I think your reasons for changing things have to be a little bit stronger than that. Like, like, this is problematic in the show, but not in the sense that the show was promoting, because there are films and shows that have problematic scenes. If you look at, like, for instance, I actually wrote about this a while back, Silence of the Lambs, one of the characters could be considered trans, I believe. And the depiction or portrayal of this particular character would be harmful in light of, you know what I mean? Like, when it comes to portraying a trans person in real life, like people, you know, like the one of the characters being a murderer and all this other stuff. And then people are quick to be like, you know, trans people are this, you know what I'm saying? That's problematic.
That was right. That was huge on Carolyn Tuesday. Cause it was like,
right. You know what I'm saying? Same thing.
Carolyn Tuesday was so recent. Like, Silence of the Lambs, I mean, that's bad. And, you know, I never saw the Silence of the Lambs, actually. But, but, you know, not saying that just because it was back in the day, oh, it got that way. No, like, it's still bad. But Carolyn Tuesday is modern. Like, that just came out a couple of years ago. And it was like, you guys are still doing this?
Right, right. And it's harmful. It can very well be harmful. So I understand from that perspective. This particular depiction of a black person, a gay person, or what, like, that can be harmful because it's rooted in stereotypes that are harmful.
Yeah.
Easy. Like, that's not a hard thing to get across, you know, or to understand. But to be like, this particular character has faults and we don't want him to have these faults,
so we're gonna take him out.
It's weird because him learning and growing. You would want anybody who has, because everyone has faults, you want them to grow. You want them to understand and to develop as a as they go along this journey, being a human.
Yeah.
Why would you remove that? I think Sokka is better, or Sokka is better at the end of the show than he is in the beginning, because he has that transition. He becomes a better person.
Yeah.
What is he becoming better? Like, and granted, I haven't seen it. We haven't seen it. This is just, you know, we're just talking about what was being said, but it's like, what is he growing from then, outside of just maturing? Like, what is, you know what I mean? And then, not to say that he was only sexist, like that was the only trait that he had, but it sounds like they're removing other stuff too from other characters. I wonder how much or how far they've gone. You know, is Zuko different? Like, what did they change from him? You know, well, does he not have daddy issues?
And on the scar. 100%. Right. I'm like, y'all could have done more than some Play-Doh, because that's what it looks like. It looks like a stretched piece of pepperoni on his face.
Oh, gosh. Like,
y'all had all that energy and whatever to put make the hair move on Appa, but you couldn't make Zuko. Zuko's scar is stationary. Same place every day. Appa is flying zigzag this way from every way from Sunday, and y'all got his hair to move, which is probably why he's only in the thing like two times. But Zuko
it's just a burn. Like, can we just make a burn? Like, have we seen what burns look like? Like, Google's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. And I don't know. I haven't seen the final product. I saw the trailers. And what you know is wild is because even with that, I don't mind it because it's so much better than M. Night already. I know. Like, already it's better than M. Night.
I know. Release it and it's going to be better than M. Night.
True. The bar is at sea level, but I'm just saying, like, that alone makes me want to see it. You feel me? And so, like, I get that. So it's like, all right, cool, whatever. Not everything is going to look perfect. Not everything is going to be whatever. The casting might be, you know, hit or miss. Is it a good show? And while we can't make that claim for it to be a good show or not, I do feel a way about the changes that they're making. Even being a person who wants something a little new, who wants to be surprised, who wants, you know, something that leans into the live action because it's a different medium. Like, you could do things with, for instance, there's a part in the animated show where Aang is like, he causes some type of issue, right? And he's like, I'm sorry. But as he's saying it, he's kind of like leaning to the right and like going, you know, out of frame, and his lips are still there. And he's like, sorry. And he like kind of floats off or whatever. And it's supposed to be a comical moment, mm-hmm. right? You can't really do that in live action. It's just not going to work. He's not Luffy. He doesn't stretch. It's unnecessary. So then you have to change that scene or make it fit live action. So I do want changes. I do want you to, you know, what does live action bring to the table that animation doesn't?
Right.
Can you figure that part out? And then do that stuff. I don't think it's necessarily, though, the negative traits of a character. I don't. Right. All that translates. Like, even in live, it's not like anybody was, and granted, people are murdered. People aren't being murdered on screen to where you would have to be like, oh, that's too violent for what we're trying to do. You know, this is a family show. Like, it's just too violent. That would be different. That's not the case. You know, no one is, I think one of the, let's see, I think the closest thing I could think of is like The Walking Dead, the season where the governor had Michonne. And if you've read the comic, it's a gruesome thing that happens in the comic. I'm not going to say it here. But in the show, they don't show that. And they just hint at what could possibly happen. And then they move on. Totally understood, because it would be, at a certain point, it could be considered tasteless. It could be considered tasteless. Another scene would be like from the Game of Thrones when the wedding night mm-hmm. scene, the notorious wedding night scene, like that could potentially be, you know, what it was with The Walking Dead. And so I understand not wanting to go there. We would just hint at his behavior and move on because it's not needed necessarily. And they didn't even do the revenge arc anyways for that to be necessary. So I get it. Good change, not mad. But in terms of him being a horrible person, in terms of him being a murderer, conniving, whatever, a rapist, all of that stuff is still there. They just didn't depict anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, exactly. And I think that you can still have, and granted, this is not even on that level, it's just him being sexist. You can still have those traits without it being yay. Like if Aang is like, yo, why are you doing that, dog? Like, why? Like, stop. Or Katara's like, stop being a dork. Like, you know, like, we could understand, like, no, the audience and these other people, we're against how you're acting. Get it together, you know? So I don't think they have to make the change, but again, we haven't seen it, so it might still be great. But right now it's just a little worrying, I guess, just a little bit. And Netflix doesn't have the best track record with live action.
We 100% know.
Yes.
I mean, because there are so many things that we can compare it to. Like, we can compare their We've had whole casts dedicated to bad adaptations that Netflix has done. And like I said, right? I am going to try to remain hopeful and positive, because none of us have truly ever gotten M. Night's Avatar: The Last Airbender out of our brain. Because it was just so bad. I mean, I don't know why it took 17 guys to like lift one rock. And it was like, if you guys didn't have money, then you shouldn't have done this. And oh, and by the way, the director never even actually watched the show. And it's like, I love the show. No, your kids love the show, and you had money, and then you convinced somebody to let you make a movie. That's it. Like, you didn't even watch this. You don't know Chuck Mao. But I'm hoping, you know, it kind of reminds me of a little bit of like the Rings of Power discourse, when there was a lot of talking, but nobody had seen anything yet. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of talking and people saying stuff. And anyway, the same thing goes for Cowboy Bebop, where there was a lot of talking. They were saying, oh, we took these things out. And then it was like, what? Like, why? So I do hope, you know, this is just one of those situations where people are kind of just saying stuff that honestly is just creating buzz, which I don't like that anyway. I don't think you should have to use that kind of stuff to get buzz about your show. Like, people are going to watch this, okay? Daniel Day Kim is shirtless as many times, like, and I will watch anything with Daniel Day Kim in it, but he doesn't have a shirt on. He's not wearing a shirt.
Ew.
Fire Zaddy. Is the man aging backwards? Why does he look like this? Why?
What's that meme, men? Why can't you look like this? Like, that's the meme.
All the time. Like,
goodness.
Look, I'm excited. I'm happy, whatever. Like, they, you know, we people have said it. Some of the casting, you're kind of like, did y'all try really hard to get the right people for, you know, like for the water tribe?
Right.
I don't think you guys tried hard to get the right people for the water tribes, but whatever. It's whatever. Like, it is what it is. But you know, I don't like it when people are doing things for, I hope this isn't for buzz, because like, this could be one of the situations where they're doing it for buzz, and then you watch it and you don't even miss those things about Sokka anymore or about other characters, because they didn't have enough time to go into those things. And so what they did end up going into was actually really good. But again, then it's like, well, what's the point of even mentioning that? Like, there's no point, because that means that your character is just a different character. He's just slightly different. Like, okay, so we have non-sexist Sokka. Okay, cool. Well, then Sokka's just going to be a dick then. You know, a guy who's going through not having parents type thing. Like, okay, so that's going to be his story. Okay, cool, whatever. He could have a completely different story. He could, like, have a clubfoot. Like, for crying out loud, he could have a completely different thing. And it could be fine, because they do a good job on it. And that's why I hate that. I hate that little buzz. Cause it's like, okay, you guys didn't need to, who, like, why would you even bring that up? It's just because that's on y'all side. That's on the, you know, people who are on the film side. We don't know that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and you know, I do know that, you know, being interviewed about it, them wanting to talk about what they're, you know, what they've brought to the table, because there's a lot of talk about what wasn't brought to the table in the original live action adaptation. And potentially I can kind of see them being like, you know what? We want to get this out of the way now. If you're going to be mad because we took these out, let's get you mad now. Mm-hmm. Before the thing comes out, people start getting death threats. People start losing their freaking, I know what that is. I know what that is like.
Yeah.
So I could kind of understand them doing that. Like, let's get this out of the way first. But it becomes the reasoning for me, like, and I don't know, because the barometer for what is, or barometer for what is or isn't icky or iffy, because they use the word iffy, isn't, it might be different for them watching the show, and especially if they're watching the show today's eyes versus yesterday's eyes, to them that might be, it might have come off as more than what it was. And especially if they didn't have time to watch the entire show, and that's something that I can imagine being a thing where it's like, okay, this season, because they said the first season is supposed to be just, they're going to get to the point where they meet the other water tribe. So that's going to be the first season. And so if they only watch that amount of information to kind of like make sure that they do that right at the very least, okay, you don't know what happens with him towards right. the end, and that's why you're okay, cool. So it might be one of those things too. My thing is though, if you're going to make a change, we got to stand on the change. We have to make it, this change be a throughput throughout the entire show, and then really push, this is our version of XYZ. Yeah. Then I'm cool. Like you said, he's a different character. Totally fine with that. But if it's going to be this thing where we kind of tiptoe in and out, one foot in, one foot out type stuff, like we did with One Piece, then I'm going to feel away, because then the scenes are not going to work. They're going to be, it's just half-assing it at that point. Like, it's just not what we want. And to be honest, like, most people at this point in time, because of the track record, don't really want these anyways.
We don't. So, we never asked for this anymore. We want it to stop.
Right. So, like, if you're going to do it, then just, like, okay, listen, let's knock it out of the park and do what we came to do, whatever that is, whatever your goal is, and don't make it so that it's this, I'm going to give you a little bit of fanfare here. We're going to put this scene in because we got to have that scene, but then we're going to change this and let's move this around. No, make it your own thing, or do the anime as is.
As is.
Because as is.
Flawless.
Like, it's for the most part, outside of like some filler, like take out some filler. I totally understand trimming stuff. You know, you're not going to have as many episodes for the live action as there are on the show.
Yeah.
There are plenty of misadventures that you could just take all the way out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But beyond that, just follow the script for the most part. You know what I mean? Like, that's, it is what it is. But like I said, I hope it's good.
Yeah.
At the very least, entertaining.
Yeah.
Because I will be talking about it regardless. And I am so thankful that I am not reviewing it. I'm so happy.
That's great.
I'm like, yeah. Nope, I am good.
I'm so happy that you are not reviewing it. I don't want you to get no more hate posts, because that's just, people are wild.
Yes.
Maybe because I'm not on the internet that much, like, but like, for example, if somebody said that Rings of Power was good, somebody gave it like a 9 out of 10, I would just get on here with you and I would say they should be yeeted into the sun, but not killed. They should be able to come back, but they need to have like Deadpool skin. And then we'll be like, this is why though, because of that, because you said something that was categorically false. And that's hate speech. So this is why you have to live the rest of your life like this. But like, I'm happy you're not reviewing it. But you know, I wanna watch it. I wanna see, you know, and if it gets to a point, like if I get to episode 4 and I'm like, this is trash, just like it was with you know, the show that shall not be named, that wanted to be Cowboy Bebop but was not Cowboy Bebop.
Right.
I was just ready. If my television was handheld, I would have thrown it.
Mm.
But at that time, it was a 65-inch Sony. And I wasn't going to do that. But, I mean, again, Netflix does not have a very good track record with their adaptations. But I do feel like we might be... I feel like this is okay. We might be okay. I have my own issues with... there with a lot of these scripts, because sometimes I don't know who they're writing for.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like a lot of us who are really, really into Avatar are either our age or just slightly younger.
Right.
Like not like, you know, some 21-year-olds right now, but you know, 30. Okay. Right. So like a lot of the fans of this show are grown. We're adults. So I need to know if this is okay, is this just a family show? Is this a kid's show? Because it was a kid's show when it came out, you know?
Right.
And those are the things that dictate the way your characters behave. You have to know what story you're telling to the right audience. I think a good example of this failure was The Hobbit trilogy, which never should have been movies in the first place. Who was this movie for? Is it a kids movie? Is it an adult movie? Is it just for Peter Jackson fans? Is it for actual Tolkien fans? Is it for Legolas fans? Like, I needed to know. I was just a Thranduil fan, so. But I just I needed because none of nothing in that, there was no consistencies in that movie. Nothing made any sense. It was a video game movie and it was trash. Like, I'm sorry. Hey, anybody who liked the Hobbit movies, I'm sorry. I did not think the Hobbit movies were good. I thought they were very bad.
Yeah, I think the first one was okay, and then it just went downhill and it was not good. But and it's no problem writing broadly, but you have to be able to do that. You have to be able to balance that. And it's not easy. None of this is easy, mind you. It's not. But I think that after witnessing, and granted, it might be too late, you know, but after witnessing, like, if you're sitting back, like, I want to make the next live action, and you see how the other live actions are going and how people feel about them and how they get canceled after one season, it's like, okay, let's not do that though. Like, maybe do this other thing. But they continue to do that. And it's like, it's not working. You know? At the very least, One Piece did have the original creator around to kind of talk to. They also built amazing sets. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's a lot of stuff that went into it outside of just the plot, outside of just the characters and whatnot, that also helped. You know, so maybe that's what we're going to get with, you know, the Avatar. Maybe we're going to get, at the very least, it's not going to be the most amazing thing ever, but it's cool, something to watch on a Friday night while you're chilling. And hey, that was dope. I like what they did there, and kind of move on. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. And maybe it improves season two or whatever the case may be, but I'm not mad at that. It doesn't have to be, because we already have something great in the animation in and of itself. We have something great there. It's very good. Very good. And shout out to the Korra fans out there.
Korra fans.
Good show as well.
So I don't really like Legend of Korra. I think Legend of Korra could have been an amazing show. I think it had the potential to be brilliant. And I think that they were harassed at every turn. The studio wouldn't let them do what they wanted to do. It was five seasons too long. Like, it was literally too, I was like, y'all, this should have ended two seasons ago, just because of the fact that the story is so convoluted at this point. But Legend of Korra is actually something that I am looking forward to in a live action, because the live action will give them an opportunity to actually completely deviate and just make something new. Because Avatar is so good on its own. It's such a good cartoon. Again, the same thing with Cowboy Bebop. It was so good. I will say this again. I think that if you are going to make live action of something, Cowboy Bebop shouldn't have been so effing hard. It shouldn't have been so hard. I mean, obviously, it's going to cost money because space. But,
right.
But, like, come on. The story, because it was self-written. It was just already there. But moving on to, like, Last Airbender, it's a great, it's just so good. Everybody loves the show. It's just really good. It's there's lots of lessons in there. It's a very, very, very good show. And I think it's very whole. I think almost everything makes sense. Of course, I do not ship Aang and Katara. I am one of the people who does not ship Aang and Katara. I am definitely a Zuko and Katara person. That is who I am. That is the couple that I always wanted. And I just wanted Aang to be like, to suck it up and be like, yo, fire Zaddy's son.
Right?
Like, and to, you know, get another wholesome girl.
Or like, right, or it'd be with, like, I mean, Toph was right there. Like, Toph was this, right there. It's, and because, like, they alluded to that so much with Zuko and her that I thought that was going to happen until Legend of Korra, and I was like, oh, that didn't happen. Okay,
didn't happen, and we are all right. Very, very, very
confused.
And confused.
Right, like, Toph what
got
happened?
Two baby daddies because she upset. Like, come on now, come on now. She don't even know who they are.
Oh my gosh,
I didn't catch that part, but. Up here, Legend of Korra is so, it's all over the place.
Right.
It is all over the place. And it's just like, y'all, remake this show. Make this into live action. You might have a little bit of issues with the spirit world spending a lot of money on some money, but get those same people who did Shang-Chi. Get the same people in there. Spend some money and you'll give us a good show. Because that needs to be fixed. We really, really need to fix it. Nothing in Legend of Korra makes any effing sense. it's all over the place.
And also, I think it was also because it was supposed to be, I think, one season. Like, the way the first season ends, it was like, you could just stop. They did stop for a while until they finally came back because they got the green light. But it was like, this could have been it. We got a nice little, we caught up with everybody. And, you know what I mean? Like, it was cool. You know, so they could definitely do I could see them doing the first season the same and then deviate hard and just make their own thing from there. And I would be okay with it. But, you know, it's hard to please everyone. Right. It's hard to please everybody. You can't. Yeah. You just can't. You know, so just what you can do is make the best thing you can make.
The best.
Whatever route you go, make the best thing you can make. And at the very least, you win there. You know, for yourself at the very least. So
yeah. And then if somebody tells you, hey, that the best, and I don't mean somebody, I mean like somebody like a big says, hey, I know you tried your best, but this should not go on TV. Maybe just listen. No. Don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to any haters. Go find Tubi. Put your stuff on Tubi.
Right? Shoot. Don't have Kat talking about you, but he's not even on Tubi. Like, you don't want that. Yeah, you don't want that. Dude, put it somewhere. But yeah, shout out to everybody for hanging out with us. This is our show, our latest show for 2024, the first one. And we are back. Happy Black History Month. Happy Black History Month. We picked a good time to come back. So yeah, definitely subscribe. If you're listening on YouTube, hit that. Subscribe to that notification bell so you're up on all the new content whenever it comes, because life be lifing. I told you the last episode's title fits the rest of these episodes, I promise you, because a lot of stuff has happened behind the scenes and that's why we weren't able to record. And so we'll be back when we can be back and we will continue to record. We do have some guests potentially lined up, so stay tuned for that. Feel free to follow us if you're still on Twitter. I don't know how many, because people are gone, they come back. If you're still on Twitter, definitely follow us at the Gamecast One on Twitter. That's the podcast, you know, tag or whatever. And also, Google Podcasts is going to be no more, I think, in March or something like that. They're going away, which isn't shocking because it feels like so many things that Google has launched just goes away. Like, there's like, you know, we don't need this. And it doesn't work out or whatever the case may be. And it just goes, you know, to the great graveyard of beyond or whatever with Google stuff. And so it's not going to be there. So if you have us subscribed on Google Podcasts, go ahead and move that to Spotify or iTunes or the, you know, dozen other places that we're at, because it's not going to be there. It's not going to be there anymore. They're allowing you to move your subscriptions now. You can transport them over pretty easily to a different service. If you have the RSS feed, you can obviously add us that way as well. But just letting you know, if you weren't aware, Google Podcasts will be no more pretty soon. So definitely do what you need to do and whatnot. But yeah, follow us on them internets, and you know, because we like to talk to you guys. Oh, also tell us what you want us to talk about.
Yeah,
just in general, what you want us to talk about. And I also plan to talk about more video games. It's just that I talk about video games all day and I like to talk about other stuff as well. So, but we will be talking about video games a little bit more this year, considering we're called the Gamecast. But yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah. And I'm going to try to play some games when I get into
Word.
When?
Life, man, I swear. I swear. It's okay though. It's okay. You have a phone. You know, you play you've been playing Marvel Snap. I see you playing Marvel Snap.
Playing Marvel Snap. I sometimes post on Twitter that nobody follows. Like, nobody's on Twitter anymore. Twitter is a graveyard. But yeah, I've been playing it sometimes. And sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I'm doing good. Like right now I'm 86. I can never get to 90. I'm never gonna get there. I'm just stuck in the 80s. The last time I got really close, like two seasons ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Might have been in Loki season, I think. I can't remember. Okay. I love Loki. Loki season was like my favorite release.
It was chaotic for me.
It was so chaotic. I didn't get Loki at the time. I mean, I got Loki at the end of the season.
Nice.
But I still don't really play him like that. Anyway, I still don't play him like that, but I just loved the Loki release because you know how much I love Loki. And
yes.
And it was just fun because everybody was copying my cards, and I'm a big Destructo player. Right. That's what I do. I destroy my cards. I'm not really like, I don't destroy other people's cards. I don't do the whole Eliath and
right.
all that stuff. Eliath is good for lockdown decks. You know, people like to do Professor X, and I don't like that. I feel like when people play like that, they're just jerks and they can't play anything else. Like, it's like, okay, you know what? I could win this boxing match if I took a gun and shot your kneecaps.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's true.
But it was a boxing match, and I'm
1 hour later.
Like, I don't know what you're. Because I can see, like, okay, you have a destroy deck. Like, as soon as they start playing certain cards, I'm like, you have this type of deck. And you might have a card to spice things up just in case things go left. Yeah. I get it. But there are times where I'm like, I don't know what deck you have because you just have every counter to whatever.
How?
And then a blob.
So then you have 9,000 points because for some reason you had Infinite in your deck too and Giganto. And Agatha, how are you playing with Agatha? How?
Right, right.
It doesn't make any sense. Agatha doesn't play well for anybody. Agatha and Ego are evil.
On that note, we're going to wrap it up because we could be here all day talking about Marvel Snap. Oh, gosh. But yeah, that's our show. Like I said, subscribe, hit us up on Twitter. Let us know what you want us to talk about. And yeah, we'll be back for episode 111, hopefully next week. Until then, y'all take it easy.
Yeah. Deuces, everybody. Wash your hands, your faces, and your butts. And don't be mean to people. Be nice. Yeah. All that. Bye-bye.